What we're talking about is late night and early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers in the afternoon, with variable high cloudiness and gusty winds. Gusty winds at times around the corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold-blooded. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including the western region of my mental health. And the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerted, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. There was no severe weather well into the afternoon, except for kind of a lone gust wind in the bedroom.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connection on this Friday, 21st day of October 2005. Darryl Bradford Smith is your host today. That's me. Got a great show for you in the next 2 hours. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about here today, and it's going to be interesting because we're going to discuss Zionism and Freemasonry and the Tool Society, and we're going to talk about the roots of these groups, and are they satanic? We have a revisit from a friend, an interesting visitor. His name is Leland Lerman. He is a ex-talk show host down in Santa Fe who was driven off of his radio show by threats made by APEC and JDL ADL against his advertisers, interestingly enough. And so that'll be at the bottom of the hour. But, you know, lots of stuff happening. All kinds of stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk to you about the banner of truth. What does that mean? Well, I've said it before on the show, and I'm going to continue to say it. It is a banner built on things we absolutely can prove. We know as a fact that they happened. There are many things there. We know as a fact that Marvin Bush was working as the security chief of World Trade Center on 9/11. We know that. We know the so-called hijackers, the supposed hijackers, were not on any passenger lists that day. We know seven of them turned up alive after the fact. We know that Atta was being supported down in Florida by federal money and had visited military bases. We know. These are facts. We know that people warned in advance about this attack and said that it was coming from within the government. We know that Silverstein said, let's pull Building 7. These are banners of truth. What we don't need to do is entertain stupid ideas like holograms hitting the buildings. You hologram people, grow up, for crying out loud, you morons. Get off that crud. It's crap. Stop it. Stop it now. And start joining the real thinking human beings and stop the malarkey. And if people are trying to sell you that hologram malarkey, tell them to poke it in their ear. Bottom line. You know, this is not about what silly thing you can come up with. This isn't coast-to-coast radio where they have shadow rats running down the corners of their building and talking about, you know, weird visitors from reptilian space. This is trying to save the nation, and we only can do that if we stand behind a banner of truth. And we do it with integrity. And the people trying to send out that malarkey, that crap all over the place, they are attempting to destroy the truth. They're attempting to muddy the waters, ladies and gentlemen, to turn us all into, tin foil hat wearing Nimrod pinheaded bone brains. You know, that's what they're trying to do to us. Fact is, it's worked. It creates a straw man environment. Oh, this guy thinks that, you know, a hologram hit the thing. He must be nuts. Well, you know, I think the same thing. You can't be walking around with Daffy Duck ideas and have anybody think you're serious. We need to abandon the stupid stuff. We need to stop getting into peeing contests with morons, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Scott Ritter, bad man, gatekeeper for the bad guys, ladies and gentlemen, still selling that Al-Qaeda is the threat in the world. How do I know? I know somebody that I trust with my life. Went to his little conference. He was on the show last night, John Kaminsky. Went to his little show up in west side of New York the other day on the weekend and listened to Ritter talk about how important Al-Qaeda was and how the Al-Qaeda threat is getting bigger and how, and here's the one that really blew John away and blew me away when I heard it, but it didn't really. That we're not hated in the world. What a sack of crap America is. We are loathed, ladies and gentlemen. Get a grip. They were hated everywhere. I don't tell anybody I'm an American. If they ask, I say yes, but I don't tell them I am because it's downright dangerous. Where I live, central France, they don't. By the way, everybody hating the French, boy, was that stupid or what? Of course they were calling for freedom fries. The French were the only people at the time telling the truth. They were the only ones saying there was no evidence of weapons of mass destruction. They were the only ones talking about, let's get a consensus at the United Nations Security Council, which we never did. Yeah, they were trying to tell the truth, but of course the press machine, the CNN press machine, vomit machine over there, with Sumner Redstone at Viacom and Ted Turner and the rest of these globalist dirtbags. Of course, they were promoting the idea that France was full of malarkey and a bunch of wussy chickens, right? Well, the fact was that was a bunch of crap, and the truth came out later that they were right, and the American government was lying, and they're still lying. Yeah. Well, they're lying through their teeth every day, ladies and gentlemen. Another banner of truth, another thing we can stand behind. The economy is not doing well. I don't care what they keep telling you. George Bush is crazy. It's going down the tubes. There are people from all over the world saying it is in a state of disrepair, unfathomable and unrivaled in history. Terrible. Unbelievable. Inverted yield curves. Ballooning deficits. Ballooning trade imbalance. Housing market bubble blowing. Confidence at extreme lows. Disasters left and right. Theft, kleptocracy, run amok. These are part of the banner of truth, ladies and gentlemen, that we can stand under, all of us. Because when we go out and fight the good fight, the real fight, not this shadow rat fight or this reptilian stupidity fight, when we go out and fight the real fight, we got to be standing by the truth. Not this hologram hit the Pentagon, I mean, or the World Trade Center, or wherever they say that bloody thing hit. Oh, my goodness, you know. And whoever's promoting that needs to be discounted instantly, immediately, and set aside instantly and immediately. You know, I've taken it upon myself to actually trash a couple of people that I have found absolutely off the wall. Tom Flacco, Daffy Duck City, ladies and gentlemen. Talking about indictments in Chicago. There wasn't even a grand jury there. Talking about shootouts on subway stations. Never happened. Never, never, never. Didn't happen. You know, when I come back, we're going to talk about a few other things here before we have my guest on today. But stick with me. French Connection's off the hook. We have a website to go to, IamTheWitness.com. A really, really great stuff there, ladies and gentlemen. Go to it. Talk to you in a minute. Bye. And ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We are back. We're back with a vengeance. We are coming at you hard and fast, ladies and gentlemen. Got more stuff to tell you. You know, my hopes, my dreams, my wants, my desires for this whole thing, this show I do, I volunteer to do. I don't get paid for this, never will, never going to take a dime for this. Pay my phone bill, basically. That's it. What I want from this. Boy, I want to see George Bush and Dick Cheney and his whole administration arrested after a grand jury finds probable cause. I want them tried. And when they're convicted for treason against the United States for bringing us into a war under false pretenses and lies, I want them lined up on a wall and shot. You heard me right. Lined up on a wall and shot after their conviction. Yes, I do. And then I want all of their family money confiscated. All of it. Every single last penny. And if it's spirited to another country, I want America to threaten that country with all-out war if the money is not returned. Doesn't matter where it is. Switzerland, France, Germany, England, doesn't matter where that money gets stolen to. I want George Shultz held to account for the crimes that he has orchestrated from behind the scenes, along with Kissinger, Rockefeller, and the rest of the crooks. I want the facts to be brought in front of a grand jury, and I want these people brought up on charges and everything they've got confiscated, everything. Federal Reserve, finished, out the window, taken away, gone, done. Zionist network, dismantled, perpetrators, tried, convicted, shot, confiscate all of their belongings. And if the spy scandal widens with the Israelis and we can prove that they've been spying on us right along, declare open war against that nation as an enemy state against the United States. Now, remember that I said, if we have proof, when we see the evidence, when we do the judging, when the grand jury comes back, because ladies and gentlemen, we are not the criminals they are. We are going to do ours by the numbers, by the book. We are going to do it with a prosecution, with evidence, with a jury. And we are going to find the evidence necessary to place it in front of this jury, and we are going to sustain those charges because you and I all know, both know, everyone knows that these people are criminals. We also know that the Federal Reserve was never voted on by the states, that it was a criminal enterprise from 1913 forward, that it was implemented by Schieff and the rest of the criminal bankers. Hold on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen, because George Bush is just a puppet. He's nothing. He's not even a high-level muckety-muck. He can't even make it to the mid-level. The guy's too stupid to wipe his own behind. He walks around with crappy underwear, this moron, Google-eyed pinhead, homosexual dirtbag. And you're going to find out today from Leland Lerman that his group also are interested in satanic worship. Yes, they are. That's what it says. Now, I don't believe in Satan. That's not bizarre. I don't, but that doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. These people do. I believe in evil. I believe people are evil. I believe evil is something that they relish. They roll around in it. They believe in this stuff personally, and they act out on it. I believe in the golden rule personally, ladies and gentlemen. Honesty and work hard and try to do stuff right. And if you make mistakes, pay for them. I've had my share. Paid for them, too. Trust me on that one. You see, these people have never been held to account for the crimes they've committed. And I want our juries and structure to do that and to hold them accountable and to take our pound of flesh. Capable of doing it? Yes, we are. Is it going to be done? Ultimately, yes, because evil will not survive what we got coming for them. They will not make it. Will they go down easily? No. They're going to try to get rid of these people in Bush's administration, make a big mess out of it, and slip another crook in, another one of their picks. We need to start a whole new political movement in America. Something from some place that has no control by these people now. MoveOn.org. If you're a member of that, you need a slap upside your head. It's controlled by them, you pinhead. dropped them like a hot potato. Air America? Are you out of your mind? This is owned and operated by these crooks. John Kerry, get, pull your head out of that dark place and start smelling the roses, ladies and gentlemen, because all you've got with John Kerry is the smell of that dark place. Wake up. Time to start doing something powerful here under the banner of truth. We've got wonderful people that could lead. One person I absolutely think is one of the best leaders in the country right now. She speaks out and writes and powerful. Dr. Karen Kwiatkowski, Lieutenant Colonel. Libertarian. As I am. There are people out there willing to stand up. Paul Craig Roberts. Just heard him on Jack Blood Show. One wonderful patriot. Ron Paul. Another powerful speaker. Lots and lots of people standing up with gravitas, with strength, with power. Ralph Nader stood there for many years against these people. Told it like it is. Everybody called him a nut. He wouldn't support either the Democrats or the Republicans in the election, and everybody got mad at him for it. He says they're both crooks. He was right. They're both crooks. They were both crooks. They still are. And these guys are reeling. Don't support Democrats. Don't support Republicans. They're all crooks, ladies and gentlemen. The two-party system has failed us. Time for we the people. We the people. The sovereigns. The real owners of the nation to stand up and be counted. We got to find out the enemy, though. Know thine enemy as better than thyself. Know them. Know them. Know their movements. Know who they are. Know where they are. Know what they do. Know how they do it. They lie, ladies and gentlemen. They lie. They cheat. They steal. They murder. They obfuscate. They extort. They use little children in sex slavery. They catch people, these politicians, having sex with children. And then they film them. And then they own those politicians forever, evermore. I'm going to talk about who's behind these people. The money changers. Zionism, ladies and gentlemen, is behind this. The trail is undeniable. And, of course, now they're trying to make it a law against saying that Zionism is a criminal enterprise. It's like saying that the mafia is illegal to talk about. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Thought criminal. Watch out for your life. Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, Leland Lehrman, Daryl Bradford Smith on the French Connection today. I am thewitness.com website. Hang in there with me.
Scotch and soda. But in your eyes, baby, do I feel high? Oh me, oh my. Do I feel high?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads from all over the world, Daryl Bradford Smith here from Central France. Boy, we've had a shift of gears here. You know, live radio, ladies and gentlemen. I decided to give another person a call only because there's nobody I trust more, honestly. Good friend, a hard worker, honest, and just getting out of work, I think, from teaching most of the day. I hope she's not going to be mad at me. Karen, are you here?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
This is Lieutenant Colonel, a retired Karen Kwiatkowski, a doctor, if you will, and a friend, hard worker for the truth. Karen, sorry to put you on the spot. You didn't have to do it, but I just put out one of our old broadcasts that we did together. And
I
packaged it and put it on a website called What Really Happened. And it went through the roof. I mean, absolutely crazy, like 20,000 downloads.
Goodness gracious.
Boy, you are going from one end of the planet to the other.
Wow.
Well, I mean, it just, this is just on that. I mean, this is how many people were interested in listening to this, and people are actually saving it to file and passing it around and putting it on disc and everything. It's just amazing.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear.
I'm hearing that things are really heating up over there, and what I was just talking to the listeners about, Karen, was the fact that the folks we're fighting with here are basically front people for others, and you know, if they just do a musical chair shifting of people, we're still going to be left with the same criminals in the background, and I'm wondering what your take is on that.
Well, I think you're right on that, really. There is really, in politics here, I mean, the Democratic Party is part of the problem. So even if everyone who doesn't like Republicans or doesn't like the Bush people are chuckling because they have problems, the guys ready to step up to the plate are the same crowd. So, I don't know. But it is nice to see that maybe justice is going to start to be done.
Well, what I called for, of course, is that these people be held to account for treason, because the crime that Hitler was charged with and the Nuremberg generals was charged with was going into war under false pretenses, which was turned out to be a war crime. And and it's also considered a treasonous act against the United States to lie the nation into a war. And you and I both know that that's exactly what happened, because they did it out of your office.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. And no one, not a single person, has been punished for it or reprimanded for it. And, in fact, they have been promoted and awarded with medals of freedom for it. So it's obviously working for them. You know, I mean, this is, I think if you can put on those neoconservative shoes, this has all been very, very successful.
But it's starting to unravel, and if we, the people, don't accept the musical chairs solution, and we demand redress of the treason issue and the false reasons for the war, in other words, it's going to be up to people like myself, like you. The fact that we're able to make them shift chairs is only an indication that they're feeling some pressure. But it certainly doesn't mean that we've been effective in changing any of the plans in the background. It hasn't.
Yeah, that hasn't happened, and it's possible that a much more serious crisis or a domestic collapse of some kind is going to be required before people really wake up. I mean, it's one thing that it is good that more and more people kind of understand now what's been happening and what is happening and how we got into Iraq and some of the things that we're doing. That people are aware of it and they understand, and they're upset, many of them, with this fraud that's been conducted in the name of the United States. But we're not to the point of being able to, get new folks in or to really, really change the course.
Well, what I've called for is, of course, treason charges, and then, of course, the ultimate penalty for these people if they're convicted. Now, of course, I don't want to go out and do the waiving of habeas corpus and the rest of it like they've done to people like Padilla and the rest. I want this to go by the numbers. And the other thing is, there are other things that I'm calling for. I'm calling for the abolition of the 1913 Federal Reserve Act. Because we were given, our financial system was given away to private bankers without our permission back in 1913.
Mm-hmm. It's coming to full fruition now.
It sure is. The fiat money has killed this nation. Mm-hmm. And I'm calling for a reinvestigation of our relationship with Israel, because we've got spy scandal after scandal, after murder, after Abramoff, after Fife and the rest. And we know these people are not helping us. They're killing our country. And the fact is, I see that Israel is more an enemy state than many of the states we've claimed are against us.
Yeah, well, certainly, and I think we're going to see more about this this connection, Israeli involvement in a lot of different things, coming as a result of Fitzpatrick's his thing. He has been apparently... he's looking wider than just the specific charges.
He's got a runaway jury, I understand.
His runaway jury?
Well, they call it a runaway grand jury. Is
yeah.
One that, goes beyond the scope that they were given.
Well, there you go.
And I think, you know, if in fact he does have a runaway grand jury, it is in the interest of the American people that they're fighting. Because,
mm-hmm.
Well, the other thing I want to talk to you about here is I just got done reading this article here. It says U.S.-led global recession. It was written by a Chinese economist named
mm-hmm.
Lao Nang Quang. I think you probably saw it on Global Research.
Hmm.
It is absolutely crushing
on
the numbers are there. He says every country in the world should be running as fast as they can away from America.
Absolutely.
That the whole thing it's going to turn into a pile of mess.
Yep.
Now,
pyramid scheme almost.
Well, it is.
With us at the center. Yeah, we used to laugh at the you remember the one they had the coast of Albania.
Yes.
Remember that Ponzi scheme? They went, then it took a lot of the people in the country down. Yeah, but we have one on a much grander scale. Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing: most people are still, still whistling and fiddling while Rome's burning.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about America that they don't want to turn and face the truth? I mean, we're still only talking small numbers here of people who are willing to even look at this.
Yeah, I think it might be that we keep believing our own mythology that we are a country that has a teeny tiny small government, that we are a country that is really a republic. We haven't been a republic in a long time, and our government sucks anywhere from 45% to 55% of the GNP, the private wealth, out of the system and recycles it in the form of socialized, subsidies and welfares and benefits and all this stuff. And many, many people are employed by state and federal government arms. And so we believe our own mythology that we are a republic with a very small, constitutionally restrained federal government. But in fact, we're not. We're not. So we believe one thing, and that causes us to not be worried because we think, but we're a republic. Oh, but we have a constitution.
Yeah. Well, Karen, I'm hoping you're going to stay for a couple of more segments up to the top of the hour. And, I want to talk about the people that were visiting your office while you were there because there are neocon connections to your experience. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Karen Kwiatkowski just after these messages. We're back with a vengeance, ladies and gentlemen. We have a close collaborator and friend of mine, Karen Kwiatkowski, Lieutenant Colonel, retired, and a doctor. Somebody who, I have to say, writes some of the most interesting op-eds and essays on the net. They're really powerful. You can see them at lourockwell.com and always on my site. There is a permanent place on my site for everything that Karen writes. So you can go there and read it at IamTheWitness.com. Karen, I want to revisit your experience in the Pentagon and some of the names and people that were very instrumental in fixing this fake information, all of it. I mean, we've got Feith and Libby and we've got this guy Ladine, and we have Larry Frank, what's his name? Larry Franklin, right?
Mm-hmm, Larry Franklin,
All of the other people that these crooks, as they turned out to be, and they're minions in the neocon movement. And could you give us a rundown of what you saw firsthand?
Yeah, well, the Office of Special Plans was formed in the summer, late summer of 2002. And they shared office space with us during those summer months until they found their own space. So we got to meet them and get to know them just a little bit. All without military experience, politically from neoconservative think tanks or otherwise identified with the neoconservative ideology. Let's see, what else? Knew nothing about the Middle East.
Who were the names you met that summer?
Well, the guy in charge was Abe Schulsky, Dr. Schulsky, an academic guy, studied under Strauss. His boss, of course, and our boss, was Bill Luddy. Bill Luddy was a former military aide for Dick Cheney and actually had been assigned in as the director of Middle East planning from Dick Cheney's office. He was at the vice president's office in early 2001 and came over from there, assigned by him. In fact, one of the guys he constantly talked about in staff meetings was a guy named Scooter, and that was Scooter Libby, the guy currently in big trouble, I guess, or close to it. We're not sure. let's see, Abe Shulsky, Larry Franklin, the Iran desk guy, he actually initially did not work in the Office of Special Plans. He stayed down where we were working Iran and later moved up into the Office of Special Plans, which meant that it wasn't just Iraq they were doing, but also Iran, because they brought up Larry and his subordinate coworker up into the Office of Special Plans. So there's a connection there. Who else? Harold Rohde has been mentioned a lot. He was up in the OSP. Michael Ledeen, not sure he was formally assigned into OSP, but certainly a close collaborator. And between Rohde and Ledeen, you have the Ahmed Chalabi connection, and that brings you to the Judith Miller's resources, which brings you back to Libby. So it's a big mess. And the thing is, I think this runaway grand jury, I think they're looking. They're saying you can't just look at one part of this. You got to look at the whole thing. And
they haven't asked you to testify.
Well, not me, and you know, I don't.
Well,
think
you could tell them some stuff, Karen. You saw the stuff firsthand.
I did see things, but the things that they're looking at are things that I didn't see because I wasn't in those meetings, those particular meetings. I could, and I've certainly written enough, and a lot of other people have kind of set the stage for this, but they haven't called me, and I actually haven't thought that they should or needed to, because you see, Larry Franklin is turning state's evidence. So, I mean, I think Larry is probably 20 times more qualified, maybe 100 times more qualified than me, to tell Fitzpatrick and anybody else exactly what was going on in terms of some of these political appointees who were advocating this grand vision for the Middle East at whatever cost, at whatever risk, because of to achieve the aims of the United States.
How many of these folks were tied either directly or indirectly to Israel, either through religious affiliation, Zionist affiliation, or dual citizenship,
mm-hmm.
or in some way working directly or indirectly? We know Franklin was funneling information to the Israelis. We know that Scooter mm-hmm. Libby has direct ties.
Mm-hmm.
How many others?
Scooter was Mark Rich's defense attorney. Got Mark Rich that last-minute pardon out of Clinton.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and Mark Rich is actually a hero in Israel because
well,
of the great
demand. Well, he's got his own Herzliya school over at the Mossad University.
Mm, there you go. So an important player, and I'm not saying Mark Rich is guilty of anything, but he certainly needed to be pardoned, so he had been accused of something. Now, where does it start? Well, I think Doug Feist, the Undersecretary for Policy, for Defense Policy, and if people are interested in Doug Feist and what connections that he may have had, the best place to go is just to Google Doug Feist's confirmation hearing in the U.S. Senate. Because during that confirmation hearing, many people gave evidence to the Senate, which is a part of the public record, explaining and elaborating and asking questions about Doug Feist's Israeli connections. And certainly his law partner at Feith and Zell actually resides in Israel, continues as a permanent resident. And much of the work that he did in his law firm, the Feith and Zell law firm, was not entirely for Israel, but some of it was. And some of it was for the Israeli government, some for the Israeli Defense Department, and that kind of thing. So there's a clear business, I should say, Israeli/Israeli business connection there. And many people who have criticized Doug Feist do so because they have some concern that the guy is not entirely, red, white, and blue here. Now, you know, did his actions reveal favoritism for Israel? The only thing I can say is what I've written in the American Conservative and so on. And that's the one experience that I had escorting the Israeli generals up into Feist's office. And I can only relay to you their great comfort level, their level of just confidence and knowledge and familiarity with Doug Feist himself and Doug Feist's office and the whole bit. Now, that doesn't prove anything.
Well, we've got a break coming up, Karen. We've got another quick segment before you have to go. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Karen back for another 3 or 4 minutes. Hang on, and we've got a few more things to talk to her about. Stick with us. And, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go right back to my guest because we've only got 3 or 4 minutes left with Karen Kwiatkowski. She's been very gracious in spending this 20 minutes with us here. And, Karen, thank you so much. You know, I got to tell you, we got a caller that wants to ask you a question from Arizona. His name's Mike. Mike, are you on the line here? Mike from Arizona. No Mike from Arizona? Scott, what's going on with Mike from Arizona?
Hi.
Hello, Mike.
Yes, hi, Daryl.
Yeah, you got a question for Karen.
Yeah, this may be unfair with just a couple of minutes left, but you know what some of us see shaping up is kind of a repeat of what happened in the 1930s. Some of the same families, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the Bushes, Rockefellers are, you know, these are the guys who underwrote Hitler's rise to power, including the Bank of England also too. And basically the same thing is happening today, only with China. And they're being armed, they're being bankrolled basically by us through Walmart and other outlets. And a lot of Americans tend to think that this country is indispensable to the world planners, but you have to think back to 1973, I think it was, when Rockefeller eulogized Mao on the front page of the New York Times, and said that the social experiment under Mao had been one of the greatest and most successful in history. You know, never mind 60 million dead or however many Harry Wu said.
Now, you got a question in there, Mike.
Yeah, to them, you know, China is the model to be emulated. Mm-hmm. Do you see this developing also, or am I just way out in left field?
Well, I mean, I think it's something to keep an eye on. Certainly, I think that even today, even in just some of the practices that the Chinese government does over control of the media, control over the internet, all kinds of controls of the people's lives, a militaristic society. This is very much admired by many people in this country and in the international community, those same bankers you're talking about. It is admired. They talk about capitalism, but what they really like is centralized state control and control in general. So that's the opposite of what America stands for, and it's an opposite of what we tell ourselves we are all about. So it's something to watch. I mean, you could be onto something there.
You are, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. I think it's a great point, my friend, and thanks for listening. Karen, you know, we got about a minute left here, and
okay.
I want to let you say whatever you'd like to my listeners, because I know you've got other things on your farm to go take care of. So.
Yeah, well, I think we got some interesting things to watch in Washington,
mm-hmm.
and probably there's going to be. I heard there was a package scare, a bomb scare of some kind near the Capitol building in D.C. today. So I expect we're going to see lots more of that until Fitzgerald, and even after Fitzgerald comes up with his thing. We need diversions, so we're going to see lots of diversions. As at the same time, we see some legal progress made against some of these crooks.
Well, I'm talking to one of the great patriots of the country right now, and I want to thank you for spending this 20 minutes with us, Karen. It was wonderful
for
you to acquiesce to do that.
I wish I could stay longer. Today I can't.
Well, you've got stuff to do. I will call you in a few days. Maybe we could set something up.
Yeah, sounds great.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Karen Kwiatkowski, Lieutenant Colonel and doctor and good friend of mine. We'll be right back after the fake news, and we've got another great hour of talk radio coming up.